أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما وليكم الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم راكعون ومن يتولى الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا فإن حزب الله هم الغالبون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 55 and 56 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. In the previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِ. Whoever renegates, moves away, turns away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring another community, another nation with those qualities that are most befitting for those that believe in Allah Rabbul Izzat. Here Allah Rabbul Izzat says, إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. Some few ayats before, Allah Ta'ala had prohibited us from becoming bosom friends of the Yahud and the Nasara. So who are our friends? Allah Ta'ala says, certainly your wali, your protecting friend, your guardian, number one, Allahu is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah Rabbul Izzat, like Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah is the wali, Allah is the guardian, Allah is the protector of those who have brought iman. Number two, wa rasuluhu. Your bosom friend, your protector is the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا and those who had brought iman. Those who had brought iman, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained them, Allah ta'ala has attached two qualities to them. Who are those that had brought iman and which people, what kind of believers? أَلَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ those who have established their salah. In other words, they were punctual with their salat, they were vigilant with their salat, they will become a wali of another. A believer that performs salat will become a friend of a believer who had performed salat, provided he followed the categories and the descriptions of the true believers in the previous verse. وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ and they gave out the zakah, they fulfilled the zakah. وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ whilst they bowed down. وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ whilst they bow down would also have another connotation, that whilst they are humbled. Sometimes, and Allah Ta'ala forgive us for these type of attitudes, we're giving out charities to someone, then it creates an attitude within us that I am superior to the person because I take care of the person. I am looking after the person. Even if it is sometimes, unfortunately, our zakat that we have to give out, we give it out to the poor, but then there is that attitude of superiority that comes into us, that if I didn't give you zakat, then you wouldn't have been able to live comfortable in this world. That is a total incorrect attitude. The truth and the reality is this, that had there been no recipients, we would have not been able to fulfill this hukam of Allah Ta'ala. The fact that somebody is a recipient, Allah had made him a recipient and Allah had made him available to us so that we can discharge this great obligation that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had placed in our responsibility. So, وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ may we take heed that when we give out our charities, give it out with a great degree of humility, making shukr to Allah Ta'ala that Allah has made me a giver. Allah has put me in a situation where I'm able to give others, whether it is my zakat, whether it is my sadaqah. Also acknowledge the fact that the recipient himself or herself has been appointed by Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. This was discussed once before also, that the time will come in this ummah, it comes in a hadith, that a person will go out to give his zakah. He'll want to give out his charities and he wouldn't find any recipient. There will be no one there. The recipients, the potential recipients will say, had you come before, we would have taken. Now, alhamdulillah, we are in that position that we can give ourselves. So that time will also come in this ummah. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. We always speak about the dominance of Islam and how Islam can become dominant. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala here says, and whoever makes Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and the Rasul of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and those who believe his wali, his bosom friend. And again, this comes back to the same thing that we need to create within us, that love for Allah Rabbul Izzat. We need to bring about in our hearts the realization of the friendship with Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then when that comes, and then the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that close love and that contact with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then of course the believers, فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ, then the Hizb, the party of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will become dominant on the surface of this earth. But here the requirement is, first create the relationship with Allah ta'ala, create the relationship with our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Create within us the love of the believers and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will change conditions for this ummah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.